Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Even though she was a four-time Olympic athlete and beat many Canadian race records, Shirley Firth Larson didn't want the mention of her sports accomplishments in her memorial instructions that she left with her family. Firth Larson passed away peacefully at the age of 59 on April 30th, 2013, at her Yellowknife home, surrounded by friends and family. Instead of her athletic accomplishments, she wanted her family to talk about the importance of family, health and education when they eulogized her, and the Christian values of love, forgiveness, and hope.
And now in Nakota.
Niwiani, four-time Olympic athlete, it's in Niwina Tangani. Me that's a wopitsumina ze don sa opa na zin ye twagiha nuzaha tizihin. It's yaka ne Shirley Frist Larson, hijabne, ne mankuchin stunk titiha. Onsa gagets a hine na hangjihi. Ne that's o wagihinis ne. Neden dukten mankutsi mustansa sisi medina pheja bikhin chali chahe hiche nu chimna zapta ginam chunk samni cheha April 30th 2013 keha yellow knife in ye tizin ne dagun chaye nagu idahan jihibi oksa hamize chen wanin de chahe mankutsi mustansa he hiche ne dansa yun sagize nin mankuchin nin dansa wagi hidu huwa mun finish ne meji na phejabik ne dansa na phejabik thuk ipche je na phejabik te je ne dahu inji shibi duhu thangale nangu ne mankuchin ne nis da umi nangu spain chakya bi aphin chabi istu thangale he chake na phejabin sun in chagi chahit nangu wasidu tanuskan wakuhne ohna wahugung ichi chabi gichi parmisi nangu dancha ichi na snamisi ichin gichi abi ichi duhna injik chebi ichi duje nangu thugana phagya yabik tenis wahpani mi chans nya ham pinchi hetsa wahugungi chichi apne hetsa ke na phejabin sun e chahe.
She started writing fictional novels but struggled with written English, leading her to attend a business college in Calgary from 1913 to 1915. Quintasket then took a position as a school teacher on the Inkamit Reserve in British Columbia. Here she flourished among her father's Okanagan people, close to family once again. Though she was busy working during the day, she made time in the evenings to continue her writing and was inspired to start a collection of legends.
Ne wiane numba binansa hin tangagu chunguna chagitsi itsin Sharon first ijabze ze gitsi numba ze hin itsin ne wiamine numba bine ne cha gaza bicha numotumi na skinange binange zicha hecha du mo pi bekhti cha he hechen ne wida thanga ne nangu man kho chin thanga ne was hecha u pha bi chas do ho pi bi na ye o hiya u bi cha he nangu ne Olympic Winter Games sidab ke zeis ne 1972 to 1984 ie dohumo pibihna hechi toagi khanje nustami na dohumo pibin cha yawa behtie ze zebihin it's in 1959 keha ne wayamnansa nombabine sapta sampni bichha kichu ze hunga je ne kuchin First Nation said, "Hamita, ne tibize, opta bize, oya de tejananso in chagi jarabihna, enuve kijabziti, hechi, even chatnanga bihin, hechi tibiti, hechinze, ne chando naaga chinu hinam pizeti, hechagia, a clave que já vise da hante hansins. Hitsin, hitsium is itin, ne wiam nan no babine. In chuha ne mbuzewa kuhneta, is Jean Marie Muchette japsa. Ze wiamine ne datsa dagu wopitumina doha nuzahami dagu gihibinze hunchayagitsa hit.
Along with their fellow students, they put in long hours on the ski tracks around town, training in minus 30 degree weather, and running endurance laps on local trails during the long days of summer. Norwegian coach Bjørger Petersen arrived to work with the girls, and they attended their first major race in Anchorage, Alaska. Shirley won the competition, much to the dismay of American competitors. At first, the girls couldn't see their potential, but they soon realized that if they practiced hard enough, their sport would take them places they might not ordinarily get to go. Coach Petersen told them they would travel the world if they devoted themselves to skiing, and so they focused on their training.
It's in Zidaha, ne daskamin, dukamo, ne cha, cha nom, gadabita, otumihna, uskinangib nanginita, oyadizin, hitotumihna zitnia, nagabzahin. Inino nakeh us new guinea hanga hista piece, ze. It's a on Spain Titia Bita head. Nangu no get duchas is. Ne yetibi changugunazo na hito na ain Titiabi dohanina o pintitar bitia. It's a pintia bita head. It's in ne Norwegian coach. It's a Bjørger Petersen Patterson. Hitsi hie hien, ne uiam nane uuntagiatsia. Hitsin ze uuntagiese itsin, ne hitsi Anchorage, Alaska, in kinange binanta opiin takia hien. Hitsi aduk, ne Shirley jabise, ze ohia hien, go jaumba bisinget itsa, ne minasi duman kutsin zitsi, no hoda, ne opabise. Ne huyamina ne togatsi ha. Kodatsa ugihibize hunki nabisin chahin. Hitsiaka ne dohanina pintiabitas ugihibik tanze snugiabihina. Nangune datsa tangadabita nomotumihna onskina ibne nohna. Dukiagas ibite duzne ne makochi. Uidan tangane, nanguma kuchin tangane ko, huyaga biche duze, zichu, unchitachin te hantahita hit.
By 1972, they were on their way to their first Olympics in Sapporo, Japan. That year, Canada's national cross-country team was dominated by Indigenous athletes from around Inuvik. Firth Larson won 42 Canadian National Championship medals, competed in 4 World Ski Championships, and was inducted into the Order of Canada in 1987. She, along with her sister, was the subject of the CBC documentary entitled The Olympians, The Firth Sisters.
It's in 1972 keha ne togaha Olympics opabitahin Sapporo, Japan. It's in Zihansiha ne Wahyamban Zin Sagya, ne Wiamna ne Duktahamizidaha, Hamwin Sasta, be it's Isito Pabizi, Zita do Hudo Pabita hit. It's in ne first Larson, Ijabine, Mtimna Dosa Genum, Canadian National Championship medals, Ohieta hit. Nagu ne 4 World Ski Championships is Ohieta hit. Zahna Nangu hit Zidna is Opata hit. Nangu Order of Canada hin Chagabnis hitsa winchakubi in 1987 kehakubi tahit. It's in Niwiane Nangu Gichi Numbazi Gichi. Ne Wahon Chakiabi Pinchinuhna. That's a Ugihibis Winchapijagam de CBC documentary. The Olympians Ijapta, the First Sisters, Zeis Zuhnais in Chajubitahid.